Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A Gossip Girl reboot discussion is underway at the CW. CW President Mark Pedowitz told reporters at the CW's portion of the TV Critics Association press tour on Thursday that there's a discussion happening, but I don't know if we're there yet. Pedowitz said, I don't know what it would be, but it all comes down to the involvement of original executive producers because you don't want to do anything without them. Gossip Girl originally ended in 2012, and honestly, this is the most legendary show of all time, my favorite show of all time. If this were to happen, I would literally die. But I don't think it would happen with the old cast.
Why
I think
wouldn't it
would be all because they've all moved on to bigger and better things. You know,
okay.
I mean, Blake Lively said that she didn't like her character on that show multiple times, and now she is like doing movies. Also, the guy that plays Chuck, Ed something, there were some allegations out about him, so I doubt they bring him back, but.
So it's more like a pipe dream. It's probably not going to come together.
Yeah, it might with an all new cast.
Yeah.
Cardi B and Offset are officially back on. Cardi's returning to Atlanta the home they shared before their breakup. One of the key factors was Offset changing his phone number in order to show Cardi he's serious about being honest and faithful. Our sources say the new digits are strictly for Cardi and business calls. There's also a new no groupies rule. Sources say Offset's not allowing any female fans near him during his Super Bowl appearances in Atlanta. He wants Cardi to know he's serious about their marriage. We'll see how long this lasts.
It's not going to last.
I mean, the no groupie fans, yeah, maybe he can say that for himself, but he also works with two other guys. Like, Quavo and Takeoff are going to have groupies on that bus. So unless he gets his own separate bus, I don't see that happening. And Beyonce and Jay-Z are offering fans a chance to win free tickets for life to their concerts in exchange for adopting a vegan diet for only 1 month. Beyonce announced the contest on Instagram late on Wednesday in support of the Green Print Project, which encourages people to reduce their environmental footprint by eating plant-based meals. This is absolutely insane, and this might be the biggest vegan population we ever see on planet Earth.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. How do you prove that you've gone vegan for Beyonce and
Jay-Z
tickets?
Yeah, I don't know. Would you get like blood tests or something? Also, you can't be a vegan without talking about how you're a vegan all of the time.
Is that how we'll know if you're actually doing it?
Exactly.
You'll be like pork chop talking about it?
Vegan is about to be the hottest thing trending on Twitter. And Adam Levine on Maroon 5 deciding to go ahead and do the Super Bowl. Here's a clip.
What went into your decision to play the Super Bowl halftime show?
When you look back on every single Super Bowl halftime show, it's this like insatiable urge to hate a little bit. I'm not in the right profession if I can't handle a little bit of controversy. We expected it. We'd like to move on from it. And like I said earlier, speak through the music.
The music. Did you talk to anybody before you made the decision?
Maybe. I did. I spoke to many people. Most importantly, though, when I silenced all the noise, listened to myself, and made my decision based upon how I felt about it all.
I think it's going to be, there's so much push for people now for them to like take a knee at the Super Bowl performance. I would not want to be performing this year at the Super Bowl.
No, there's so much politics about it and such a huge fuss. Just let the Super Bowl be the Super Bowl. Like, it really does not have to be this big of an issue. It's sports.
Sports.
Yeah, I don't know why like politics are getting involved in it, but that's the garbage.
Thank you very much. Live the web, girl.